This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If all the news about the Flint water crisis has caused you to wonder about the quality of your own tap water, you're not alone. The Environmental Protection Agency has just taken a step it hopes will add transparency to nearly all of our water systems and restore the public trust in the agency and in the water we get out of our taps, trust that's been badly damaged by the Flint crisis. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith is with us now. Lindsay, tell us what the APA has just done.
The EPA is sending a letter to all states in the country that have primary responsibility for enforcing the federal lead and copper rule. And this is the rule that was passed in the early 90s that makes an attempt to keep lead out of the water, sets standards for how much lead can be in any given water system. All states except for Wyoming have the responsibility of enforcing this federal rule. And in Flint and in Michigan's case, the state, it's pretty clear, did not do a fantastic job implementing the rule in Flint's case for a number of reasons. And that's made the EPA look more broadly at how well states are doing this. If Flint is just a one-off, if Michigan just didn't have the technical training that it needed. So they're sending a letter to states today, and they're asking them to respond within 30 days. And they're looking for more information from states. And this information would help the public rest a little bit easier that states are doing their job in making sure that lead is out of the water at acceptable levels. And I also think it's giving the EPA a better idea of how well states are doing their jobs, because it's really the EPA's job to be the oversight of the states. And in Michigan's case, you know, they've gotten some flack for that. I think this is an attempt to sort of bring this issue to the forefront in states across the country.
So, Lindsay, exactly what should states confirm that they're doing? What does the EPA want to make darn sure that these 49 states are doing?
They want to make sure that the states are putting on a public website, so putting this in a public place that everybody could see, sampling protocols, basically the way that they look for lead in water, and what sites they select for it, because that's a really important issue. We know that you're supposed to take water samples from sites, preferably with lead service lines. If your water system has lead service lines, you really need to test there, because that's where lead would show up if you weren't treating your water properly, or if there was some other problem, it would show up there. You know, that came to be a big important issue in Flint, because we didn't realize that Flint didn't know where its lead service lines were until recently. And that is just a huge problem, because when the lead and copper rule was passed in the early 90s, cities or water systems were supposed to get an inventory, to get a map, to look at their records and figure out where their lead service lines were. This is not new, but Flint apparently never did it, and the state of Michigan never forced them to do it until very recently. And so when I talked to Joel Bove, he's the deputy assistant administrator for the Office of Water at the EPA, he said this is an incredibly important area of focus, because if you don't know where the lead service lines are, you can't be taking the samples that you need under these federal rules.
We hope that bringing a little greater transparency to this will help folks who know where they are demonstrate where they are, and for those that don't have adequate information, that it provides some impetus and incentive for those systems to try to improve the quality of information that they have.
Gives a little fire under the butt there, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it'll get everybody to kind of kick it up a notch and make sure that there aren't more Flints waiting with this idea that we thought we were following the rule, but we were not sure what the rule was, all that misconception. You actually tried this on for size, didn't you, about the location of lead service lines?
You know, as I was reporting this out for Flint, I'm working on the documentary that we aired in December. I mean, I live in Grand Rapids, so I wanted to know, you know, like, what's my service line made out of? So I called as Joe Blow Lindsay Smith on the customer service line that we have here and said, hey, you know, I'm trying to figure out what my service line's made out of. Can we figure that out? And in Grand Rapids' case, I got within an hour, they emailed me a map of my home, of my street, and that my service line is made out of copper and when it was placed. And so I have like all this information readily at hand. But we found in other calls that we make to other cities across the state, that's not always the case. Some kind of will giggle and say, well, you need to come downtown and maybe we can track down that record. So I don't think it's an equal situation depending on what your system's resources are and how big the system is. And I think that's going to be one of these areas that'll be interesting to see how fast we can get this information out to the public.
Also, Lindsay, in the fallout from this whole Flint disaster, we've heard a lot of critics say that the lead and copper rule is really full of holes. It's not sturdy enough. Is there a sign that we can expect the rule to be toughened up?
There's two important points on this. One is there are long-term revisions underway to the lead and copper rule that will try to close some of these loopholes that water experts have been really complaining about for more than a decade at this point. But those rules won't be finished. Those long-term revisions won't be finished until at least 2017 is what the EPA tells me. They're worried about public health, and they're also worried about people's confidence in their states and the EPA's ability to protect them. So they're putting these letters out to states and requiring them to at least respond within 30 days in an effort to make sure that states are aware that there are changes coming to the lead and copper rule, that the guidelines that the EPA has issued on sampling, how to take samples, where to sample, that they should be following those guidelines, even though they're not technically part of the lead and copper rule yet. And that came into play in Michigan because Michigan really pushed back and said, in some cases in Flint, well, that's not technically part of the rule. It's a guideline, but we're not going to follow it until you guys make it a rule. And so the EPA is saying, look, we want you to follow these guidelines. We want you to make sure that you have the training. Your state employees are trained well enough that they can implement the lead and copper rule and follow this guidelines to be able to protect the public. So they are offering states some assistance, some training, technical type stuff, expertise that I think will maybe help cover some of those loopholes in the meantime until we have full-on new federal lead and copper rule revisions completed.
Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith filling us in on the latest action from the EPA. Great talking with you, Lindsay. Thank you.
Not a problem.